The NCAA basketball tournament continues today without its defending champion. Last night, Duke lost to Indiana 74-73 in the round of 16. Arizona, last year's runner-up to Duke, also lost last night. While the tournament games provided their usual excitement, the dark side of college sports has emerged once again. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Law enforcement officials had known about retired Ford Motor Company electrician Ed Martin since 1996. They'd been suspicious about his connections with Michigan basketball players, but it wasn't until yesterday that they revealed his alleged wrongdoing. Martin was indicted on charges of providing over $600,000 to former University of Michigan players, including current NBA star Chris Webber of the Sacramento Kings. The payments, in the form of loans rather than gifts, allegedly were made between 1988 and 1999, when the players were in high school and college. The loans apparently allowed Martin to hide profits he made from alleged gambling operations at Michigan auto plants. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Collins says the players and their families are not involved in a criminal investigation.
There was absolutely no evidence found of any point shaving, of any game fixing, or anything of this nature.
The investigation continues, with the IRS apparently wanting to find out if the players reported the money. The indictment says Chris Webber received about $280,000 through his sophomore season at Michigan. He was the leader of the Wolverine-celebrated Fab Five players who took Michigan to the title game of the NCAA tournament in 1992 and 93. Hardly anyone who follows big-time college sports is shocked anymore by overzealous boosters and alleged violations. But author Murray Sperber, who's written extensively about the problems, says yesterday's news is significant because it involves one of the country's most prestigious universities.
If I were an alum of Michigan, I wouldn't be terribly happy to pick up the paper and see the scandal and such, and I might think twice about what's happening at my alma mater and whether to give money to it. And so in that way, it becomes a much more important problem.
Michigan officials say they'll continue to cooperate with investigators. Now the university must wait to find out if the NCAA will impose sanctions. And if the association does, will the punishment be severe for what's considered one of the most significant college athletic scandals ever? Tom Goldman, NPR News.